What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back again for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University getting things done and not messing around. Here on this Thursday, August 20th, 2026. If you're first time listening to the show, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. This will come out tonight. So finally, getting ahead a little bit here, ahead of the work schedule, and looks like no. Being like, we'll see what happens. Usually I get a text this week saying, oh, you need help Friday, Saturday, something like that. Well, I was hoping it still might happen to race on the way I switched things around I'm getting off tangent very early, but the reason why I even moved my usual off day from Saturday, Sunday, because I race on Sunday, but now I'm like, just come off of some couple big runs, last couple weeks and all that, still not right, so I think I'm more nervous about that more than anything. We'll see. I'll have a definite decision by tomorrow around lunchtime for sure what I want to do. Little situation could or could not be typical radio stuff, radio BS going on there. That decision might be even more clear to me than what this radio thing is. But anyways, yeah, don't just about to throw this under the bus because they want to talk to me. So, but anyways, I'm sorry. Typical Eddie squirrel moment here on the podcast here. But switching squirrel moments over to our ladies' women's volleyball team, which that was not a bad transition at all. Last night was their purple and white scrimmage. Purple and white scrimmage. And, of course, the theme, and I'm going to take what, summarize what Ethan Fitzgerald said, who's covering Case of Women's Sports this year again, and he's a good follow, especially you want to stay on, keep up to date what's going on with other things, like our podcast, other than football and men's basketball, which, by the way, football coming in a couple weeks, so it's right around the corner there as well. So you have all that. Look, this is a young team, obviously, with talent, and what I took from at least that tweet that he tweeted out last night saying he didn't call any names out particularly, but we know who some of these ladies are. So yeah, it's gonna be fascinating. We went over and I'm gonna record this a little later on if I have time in between getting off work and getting ready for hopefully one of the run clubs. I haven't made a decision on that either, by the way. So it's 50-50 Thursday on this edition of this podcast. But yeah, so there's all that. I recorded that last night. Oh, by the way, check that out. The non-con for volleyball. I feel like I've done a million schedules by now. It's laughable, but we're trying to keep up what's going on there. So we finally got around to the non-con. We talked about the K-State schedule a little bit when it comes to women's volleyball with the national television schedules there, but I guess now that I think about it, now I think we did. But we'll revisit it again. We'll remind y'all again. Non-con in a more separate episode last night. That's up on the Purple Project Podcast feed, where it's your favorite Kansas State podcast. And then, of course, we'll re-back over, I suppose, the Big 12 schedule for head coach Jason Mansfield and the K-State women's volleyball team there as well. Let me see here. I think we have a game tonight for K-State. I'll double-check that after we talk media day, which happened last week. So, Reagan Fox, Candace Lugren, Kelly Pond, Avery Stones, and Emerson Van Landen all met with the K-State media last week. I don't know what day it was, but Fox and Van Landen return along with Avery Stones. Kate Hahn returns as well, Candace Lugren as well. So yeah, seven returning letter winners. We gotta keep reminding people about that. And obviously the big highlighter here is you're coming off an NCAA appearance, which you advanced in a tournament last year with a dub, last year, upset dub last year there as well. So I'm going to have to take a look at the video at some point. At some point, either probably this weekend at some point. But we're just going to look at Jason Mansfield for a minute. Talk about him for a minute. The head coach, the returning head coach, he's entering his, I believe, fourth season. That is crazy. I just think back. It feels like last week, literally, that we've hired Jason Mansfield. Now, and turn around, over three years later, Jason Mansfield making moves with this team. And look, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens. Obviously, you want to, hey, in a perfect world, you want your team. If this was not transfer portal era, what do you want to call this, NIL, then you're getting back Nia Clinton, a Simone Sims, right? And I said on last night's episode that you would wish you had at least one of them on a team last year, right? So that's unfortunate. But again, we're in this current college era where individuals thinking about money. And so it's good and bad, and it has bad. So it's both sides to it, at least where I'm coming from, right? So there's that. Coach Mansfield saying, quote, in media's days, I know we're a little week late, but we're going back a little bit, saying, quote, we're really excited about the start of the season. The last couple weeks have been a lot of fun, a lot of good competition, and trying to figure out how to be a team. We have a bunch of new players and new athletes in our program that are going through this for the first time, so there's a lot of excitement and there's a lot of new. But yeah, we're really excited to get started and competing in a couple of days. End quote there, and he goes on to say, "Well, and I mentioned the 7-11 winners, right?" Coach Mansfield, quote, "It starts obviously with the five up here in the things they've added to our program in the last couple of years. They all helped us to be really successful last year, on and off the court, in matches, in practice. So I think it's a great way to have players back to understand kind of what we went through last year to get to the tournament to win a match. And I think they're hungry to kind of go beyond that. And they're also teaching the younger players what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it. So that's been great," end quote there as well. And I'll get to, let me see here. I'm gonna get to Reagan Fox in a minute, but yeah, man. Back. Yeah, you want to have a veteran team coming off of a playoff appearance, but as all universities and even pro teams, whether that's Major League Baseball, NFL, go through the rebuilding phase. And in an NIL situation, Trenton Portal, it seems like that now every year now. Teams are rebuilding their roster. And this year, it's going to be no different. Oh, boy. It's going to be no different than, you know, with this K-State women's volleyball team, right? So, yeah. This team, from a veteran presence last year, and then all the way to being a younger team, right? So, again, we've heard, there's a lot of young talent and all that stuff. We've heard all that, right? We're anxious to see this group on the court for the very first time. And again, I'm going to probably put the women's volleyball team in the same sentence, probably with the men's basketball team, right? There's a lot of newness going on. Obviously, Casey Alexander, your new men's basketball coach over there on that side of the coin over there. And I don't even know them players, except for one, obviously. Well documented over there. So there's a ton of new over there, new coaching staff, all that. Same for football, new coaching staff. But we know the person leading the football team, Colin Klein. So we know that. We know there's some familiarity, or probably say a lot of familiarity there, even with Buddy Wyatt coming back and all that. But yeah. So in a situation like this, you need your veteran players to lead. And that's the same old, same old. It hasn't changed, whether it's current NIL or the old school, back in the old days, right? You need the veteran players to show the young players, right, how to do things, right? So, and this is kind of an interesting group right here. That hasn't seen now. Kitty Pond played a little bit last year. Reagan Fox played a lot last year. I'll get to her in a minute. Avery Emerson Van Lanen didn't play much. I don't remember saying her name much at all. Sorry. This is what it is. And then you got Avery Stones and Candace Lugren. So there's that. But yeah, Reagan Fox is a name that we should be all be paying attention to. They with this team played a lot down the stretch last year there as well. So we're gonna step aside for a minute and come back to finish up this women's volleyball episode after this. Welcome back to this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, volleyball, talking more volleyball here. They had their purple and white scrimmage last night at Morgan Family Arena, and this group getting ready to get their season started August 28th when they take on Texas A&M Corpus Christi and Morgan Family, by the way. K-State Invitational. I mentioned Reagan Fox, who played a lot down the stretch last year. And she spoke. She was one of the players to speak to the media. And she says this, quote, "I think we're a group that pushes each other a lot, and we all get along. Obviously, there will always be a little bit of internal competition, but I think it's making us all better. And with the new girls coming in, I think they're very physical, especially on paper. They're very young, but to me, it looks like they've been doing this for a couple of years now. They have the shots, yeah, the physicality, and they have the jump. I'm really excited to see them against somebody other than our own team," end quote there. And last but not least here, real quick, and she talks about entering into the season coming off the NCAA tournament appearance. "Cool. I keep describing it as like fiery and fresh because I think every day has been so competitive. We're all walking way away drenched in sweat. no one person didn't contribute in practice every single day. So those would probably be the two words I would describe this. And I love coming in every day. Sorry, coming every day and competing. It's something like you've kind of itching to do now. And I just think it's a great environment there," end quote as well. So there's a lot going on, right? So, I wanted to go back real quick. Sorry, yeah, there's a lot of movement out there, So, yeah, so, obviously, this group that Reagan Fox is talking about, Asa Massey, again, I keep bringing that name up, I know, but yeah, so, let's go to this way. Yeah, so, again, it'll be interesting to see, because all I can tell you from my view of the pit box is this group is learning very, very fast and adapting very quickly. Which is good. But yeah, I'm anxious to see this team play somebody else. That somebody else is Texas A&M Corpus Christi with a K-State Invitational coming up next weekend, and then I believe it's Campbell on Sunday. So I'm very excited to see this team in action, and Reagan Fox is going to be right there in the middle of it. Should be starting, no question. I shouldn't have to tell Coach Jason that. I mean, so yeah, Reagan Fox played a lot down the stretch, and she's going to be one of those players that's going to be really looked at this year. And then you have your younger players, obviously around that. Avery Stones was one of the returnees, a sophomore. Could be playing a lot more. So I'm interested to see this starting, however many is that start on a volleyball court there as well. You're going to have your veteran players there as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Chandler Carter, one of the paired up with Aston Massey, that freshman class. Reese Resmer, part of that freshman class as well down here. Ella Derrier, another freshman. I'm just going down that freshman core that Coach Mansfield got this year, starting here in another week, basically less than a week and a half. We're going to have activity volleyball at Morgan Family Arena. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. So Ella Derrier, Reese Resmer, again, Addison Massey, again, 6'1", Massey is. Chandler Carter, Libra, 5'7" here. Was there another freshman here? No, that's it. So, but you got a host of sophomores on this list. On this roster, same damn thing. There as well. So, yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out what this team's got and what they've learned over the last summer and the fall camp as well. Speaking of fall camp, football is going on right now as they get ready for their season in two and a half weeks. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's that close, folks, there as well. So I just wanted to take a step back a little bit. K-State Women's Volleyball had their media day last week. And, of course, last night, their purple and white scrimmage went down at Morgan Family Arena. And now just days away from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, next Friday. Don't have the time up here. But we'll go back to that later. On the Pro Watcher Podcast, all these K-State sports, get it. We're a podcast found free mail with daily which is scored. K-State content. You know the deal. iTunes, Spotify, the Pro Project Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed. Yeah, excuse me. Balance with the usual morning allergies to the podcast. And make sure you're a subscriber to the podcast there. Amazon, Spotify, you know what the deal is there. You want to be a part of the action. Look to the rest of the summer into the fall. Whether that's football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, and there. And so forth. If you want to be a part of this podcast there, make sure. Yeah, I got to do this earlier. make sure you do that as well. So apologize for all the ADD small moments in this episode here. But yeah. But please, the more, most important part, subscribe. And also, I know you have a minute or two. Doesn't take you very long. Please rate this podcast. It helps out other K-Staters. K-State fans find more about this podcast there as well. And we are fast approaching. And things have already got started for the fall with soccer. And, by the way, which I need to go back in here real quick. Oh, hey. So I apologize here late for the allergies. But we're pushing through here in the last minute or two here. Tonight, when this goes up, your women's soccer team 2-0, first home match of the year. They'll take on Missouri State. Actually, here this episode might go out before after this match is over because this match starts at 5, so it's a moot point. Oh baby, woo! So this has been some morning. So it's gonna be moot point anyway, but. Yeah, that starts at 5, and depending on what time I get off work and post this, this might be a wrap. So we'll see. Hopefully, we're talking about a K-State dub again, because this team, this program, this women's soccer program anyways, has not defeated Missouri State. That's wild. I read that yesterday. What? Our other favorite team that is not in the Power Conference. Missouri State and Omaha. Yeah, those are our best friends. Those are our best friends right there. So there's that. So hopefully you're able to make that. We're going to put this in past tense. So hopefully you're able to make that. Hope everyone had a great time, obviously, there as well. So Missouri State, obviously, yep, we'll have a postcast. So which that will come out tomorrow. So that'll probably be first thing tomorrow. So there's that as well. So yeah, man, K-State women's soccer off to a solid start. Hopefully they can continue that in their homestand this weekend. Women's volleyball around the corner next weekend. Alex saying out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. K-State Nation. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Analytics. So cats.